Shanti.
So once again, we are here to explore ki hamari powers aur kya kya kar sakti hai. And this dimension is about creating life. Creating a life. Kaisi life? Life hai kya? Somebody asked a person, a student, what is life? Badi achhi usne jawab diya. If I ask you, what is life? Aapka jawab kya hoga? Life is drama. Okay. Aur director kaun hai drama ka? Self. Okay. तो ये तो दो दिन आप यहाँ रह गए तो कंडीशनिंग हो गई है. दस दिन बाद पूछेंगे आपसे. फिर देखते हैं सेम आंसर आता है या नहीं. सेम आएगा. अगर आपने कंटिन्यू किया तो सेम रहेगा हमेशा. ओके, व्हाट इज लाइफ फॉर अदर्स? हाँ जी, कोई नहीं, बैठे बैठे बताइए. ओके, इट्स एन एक्सपीरियंस. ठीक है. पर्पस? हाँ, तो पर्पस ऑफ लाइफ तो हमें ढूंढना पड़ता है. बट व्हाट इज लाइफ? जॉय, ब्यूटीफुल एक्सपीरियंस. तो उस बच्चे ने कहा, बड़ा अच्छा शायरी के रूप से कहा, पढ़ो तो किताब है जिंदगी, देखो तो ख्वाब है जिंदगी, काफी कुछ. तो व्यक्ति बड़ा इम्प्रेस हो गया. बोलते, अरे वाह सर, इतना अच्छा विचार आपने कब, मतलब ये आपने खुद लिखा? कहते, नहीं, आई गूगल्ड इट. तो लाइफ क्या है? कई लोग गूगल पे ढूंढ रहे हैं, राइट? लाइफ इज व्हाट लाइज बिटवीन बी एंड डी. बी एंड डी क्या है? तो बर्थ और डेथ और बीच का जीवन. ये तो जानवरों का भी होता है, पशुओं का भी होता है, पंछियों का भी होता है, एक मच्छर का भी होता है, एक पतंगे का भी होता है. हमारी लाइफ का कोई और बर्थ है या नहीं? बस इतना ही है. So B and D is not birth and death. B and D is alphabet B and alphabet D, and what lies between them is C, and C is choice. So life is what lies between alphabet D, B and alphabet D, which is alphabet C, which is a choice. So how to create a life of your choice is what we are going to explore. Aur ye agar aapne samajh liya तो हमेशा डायरेक्टर आप ही रहेंगे. एक्टर तो आप हैं ही, लेकिन डायरेक्टर भी हमेशा आप ही रहेंगे. सो रिक्वेस्टिंग दीदी टू थ्रो सम लाइट ऑन दिस.
ओम शांति. सो टू द वर्ड चॉइस वी एड वन मोर सी, एंड दैट इज चॉइस टू क्रिएट योर लाइफ. We have the choice to create our life the way we want it to be. From day one, we are on a journey of shifting from dependence to independence. So when we start shifting from dependence to independence, then we start shifting from being a victim to destiny to actually start creating our destiny. एस्ट्रोलॉजिकल चार्ट में कुछ भी लिखा, ऑलवेज रिमेंबर इट्स ओनली द ओपनिंग बैलेंस शीट. इट्स ओनली द ओपनिंग बैलेंस शीट. डज अ बिजनेस ऑफ द ऑर्गेनाइजेशन डिपेंड ओनली ऑन व्हाट हैपेंड इन द ओपनिंग बैलेंस शीट? नो. व्हाट डज इट डिपेंड ऑन? व्हाट दे डू नाउ. व्हाट दे डू नाउ. But many of us just live dependent on what that opening balance sheet is saying. And if that opening balance sheet is saying आपके अगले दो साल भारी है, we accept it. We say वो कह रही है जन्म पत्री भारी है, तो भारी है. And when we accept it that way, we finish our power to create. So today onwards, always remember, yes, it's there in the opening balance sheet. लेकिन आगे क्या करना है? द चॉइस इज माइन, द क्रिएटर इज आई. आई एम द क्रिएटर. एक छोटी सी कहानी है. एक छोटी सी चिड़िया थी एंड जंगल में आग लगी थी. तो वो चिड़िया क्या कर रही थी? वो सागर किनारे जा रही थी, अपनी बीक में पानी भर रही थी, और वो आकर जंगल पर उस आग पर डाल रहे थे. एंड देन दैट लिटिल स्पैरो वेंट अगेन फिल्ड इट्स बीक विद वाटर एंड देन केम बैक एंड स्प्रिंकल दैट वाटर ऑन द फायर इन द जंगल. एंड द वंस हु वर लुकिंग एट द स्पैरो सेड कि हे चिड़िया तुमको क्या लगता है तुम्हारी इस चोंच भर पानी से क्या ये आग बुझ जाएगी. तो चिड़िया ने कहा मुझे नहीं पता लेकिन मुझे ये पता है कि जब इतिहास लिखा जाएगा when history will be written there will be three types of people. एक वो जिन्होंने आग लगाई, दूसरे वो जो आग को जलता हुआ देखते रहे और तीसरे वो जिन्होंने आग बुझाई. तो चिड़िया ने कहा मेरा नाम आग बुझाने वालों में होगा. अब आप अपना नाम डायरी में लिखिए कि तीनों में से कौन सी साइड पर होगा. आज डिसाइड करके जाइएगा. यहाँ वी रीच द लास्ट डे, टुडे इज अ डे ऑफ डिसीशंस. कौन सी साइड पर होना है, आग लगाई जलते हुए देखते रहे या आग बुझाई, कौन सी साइड पर होना है? आग बुझाई. तीनों में से सबसे मुश्किल वाला कौन सा है? अच्छा, बुझाने वाला मुश्किल है. लास्ट डे यू सिंग मुश्किल है, आप भूल गए इजी वॉज तथास्तु. देखा, अभी मुश्किल बोल दिया. कौन सा जीवन ज्यादा मुश्किल है, जिसमें आग लगती है, जिसमें आग को सिर्फ जलता हुआ देखते रहते हैं, या जिसमें आग बुझाने का पुरुषार्थ करते हैं? विच क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ विल बी बेटर? सो नाउ विच आग इज दिस, विच आग आर वी टॉकिंग अबाउट? इट इज द आग ऑफ वाइसेज, आर वीकनेसेज. आर कहते हैं ना, क्रोध में जल रहे हैं, चिंता में जल रहे हैं, डर में जल रहे हैं, दर्द में जल रहे हैं. सो वाइसेज इज लाइक अग्नि. सो वन इज जिन्होंने आग लगाई, विच मीन्स हु आर द क्रिएटर ऑफ दोज इमोशंस. दूसरा है समवन अराउंड मी इज क्रिएटिंग दैट इमोशन. उन्होंने आग जलाई, मैंने सिर्फ उनकी आग को जलता हुआ देखते रहे. एंड द थर्ड इज हमने खुद की आग भी बुझाई और उससे उनकी आग भी बुझाई. विच वन इज ईजियर? विच वन इज ईजियर? हाँ, वी हैव टू चेंज आवर ऑप्शंस टुडे, राइट? विच वन इज ईजियर इन द सेंस, हाँ, इसमें देर इज एफर्ट. दिस इज वेरी इजी. Someone said something, I'm hurt, I'm angry, easy. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to choose anything. I don't have to create anything. I just have to react to what they did. Nothing else I have to do. Second is even easier. They are reacting, just keep watching them and becoming a victim of their reaction. But to go above that reaction, create a thought which you don't feel like creating right now because it requires effort. This is going to require effort. It's not difficult. It just requires a little effort. And that too, a little effort only for some time. Anything after that will become easy, natural, very easy. So, इसीलिए आज ये पक्का कर लें हम तीनों में से कौन सी साइड पर हैं. कौन सी साइड पर हैं? Write it in your diary. क्योंकि ये आग सृष्टि पर लगी हुई है इस टाइम. द प्लैनेट इज ऑन फायर. हर मन में दुख अशांति दर्द है, हर घर में कले कलेश है. द वर्ल्ड इज ऑन फायर. रिमेंबर लास्ट मंथ देयर वाज दैट फायर व्हिच वाज जस्ट नॉट स्टॉपिंग. रिमेंबर कैसे वो इधर से इधर से इधर से इधर से कैसे कैसे, इट जस्ट कुडंट बी कंट्रोल्ड बिकॉज वंस इट स्टार्ट्स इट्स जस्ट स्प्रेडिंग सो फास्ट. सिमिलरली घर में एक के अंदर आग जलती है एंड अगर हम उसको नहीं बुझाते हैं तो एक से दूसरे से तीसरे से चौथे एंड वेरी सून द हाउस इज ऑन फायर, विच मीन्स हर एक को सेम चिंता है, हर एक को सेम दर्द है, हर एक को सेम. सो वी गोइंग टू राइट, मेरी दुनिया में आग लगी है और मैं आग बुझाने वाली साइड पर आत्मा हूं. दिस इज नाउ द पर्पस ऑफ लाइफ. ऑफन वी आस्क आवरसेल्फ व्हाट्स द पर्पस ऑफ माय लाइफ. बस उठना, तैयार होना, काम करना, परिवार को संभालना, घर आना, इज दिस जस्ट द पर्पस ऑफ माय लाइफ? नो, दिस इज द डूइंग ऑफ लाइफ. This is the doing of life. While doing this, the purpose of my life is to put off that fire. Last evening in the garden, what did we learn from that candle meditation? Will you remember that candle scene always? 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 If you remember it always, you'll learn how to live life. First, pakdo hath mein candle. First, whose candle has to be lit first? Always remember. First, it has to be my candle which has to be lit. So which means roshni mujhe apne jeevan mein lani hai pehle. Theek hai? And candle lit means I, the soul awakened. Soul consciousness is lighting that candle. Diya. Diya jag jagta hai, to jeevan shubh hota hai. Diya bujh jaye, to jeevan ashubh hota hai. Kaun sa diya? So hum sab kya karte hain? Us diye ko aise sambhalte hain. Bujh na jaye, ashubh ho jayega. That diya is here. Jab tak ye diya jalta rahega, jeevan shubh hoga. Jab ye diya bujh jata hai, jeevan ashubh ho jata hai. Kaun sa diya? Ye wala diya. Kya kya diya? Chalo, boliye, kya kya diya sabko? Chalo, very easy. Kya kya diya sabko? Pyar diya, respect diya, acceptance diya, compassion diya, empathy diya, sabko diya. Aur kab kab diya? Kab kab diya? Always. So the word is giving to everyone always. Then it becomes my nature. If it is giving to some, sometimes, then it is not my nature. It is conditional. Nature is that which is the same with everyone always. Only your sanskar, which is same with everyone always, is your nature. Rest everything is conditional, depending on people, people's behavior, situations, and that's not my nature. So, main hu diya. Ghar ka diya. अपने ऑफिस का दिया और इस सृष्टि का दिया. तो सबसे पहले हमने क्या किया? अपना दिया जलाया, राइट? अब फिर अपना दिया जलाने के बाद क्या किया? उस दिए से क्या किया? दूसरे का दिया जलाया. दूसरे ने तीसरे का दिया जलाया. तीसरे ने क्या किया? दिस इज व्हेन सृष्टि पर दिवाली हो जाएगी. व्हाट डू वी डू ऑन दिवाली? एक दिया जलता है. एंड व्हाट डू वी डू ऑन दिवाली? एक बड़ा दिया जलता है. बड़े दिए से छोटा दिया जलता है, फिर छोटा दिया जलता है, फिर एक. हु इज दैट बड़ा दिया? हु इज दैट बड़ा दिया? क्योंकि मैं अपना दिया जलाऊं कैसे? सो द बड़ा दिया, बिकॉज वी शो इट बिगर इन साइज, सो द बड़ा दिया इज अपने दिए को जलाने के लिए वो बड़े दिए से शक्ति लेनी पड़ती है. लेकिन एक बार वो बड़े दिए से शक्ति लेकर हमने अपना दिया जलाया एंड आई बिकम दैट गिवर इन द हाउस, दूसरे का दिया जल जाएगा, विच मीन्स देयर स्ट्रेंथ विल बिल्ड अप, दे विल गेट एनर्जाइज्ड. अब एक बार सबके दिए जल गए येस्टरडे, देन व्हाट डिड वी डू? जल गए, ओके, हमारे आसपास सबके दिए जल गए. उसके बाद क्या किया? उसके बाद हवा चल रही थी, फिर वो फ्लिकर हो रहा था थोड़ा सा, फिर हमने क्या किया? हैड वी नॉट डन दैट, दिया बुझ जाता. सो थर्ड थिंग टू रिमेंबर, तूफान आएंगे, बातें आएंगी, सिचुएशंस विल कम, डोंट ट्राई एंड स्टॉप द विंड. आप में से किसी ने कल हवा को रोका? किसी ने से बैठ के बोला ये हवा जब बंद होगी तो मैं ठीक हो जाऊंगा? नहीं, तुरंत हवा आई और तुरंत क्या किया? इसका मतलब सिचुएशन आई, डू नॉट फोकस फर्स्ट ऑन द सिचुएशन, फर्स्ट फोकस ऑन सेटिंग योर सेल्फ राइट. प्लीज ऑलवेज रिमेंबर, इफ यू आर राइट द सिचुएशन कैन बी हैंडल्ड. But if I lose charge of myself, then the ability to take charge of situations is not going to be there. And even if I'm able to take charge of the situation, I've lost so much within. तो अब इसको भी याद कर लेंगे अच्छे से. तूफान आएंगे, हवा चलेगी, झोंके आएंगे, सबसे पहले किसको बचाना है? even if it means just take a pause of 10 seconds only and just say, I am a powerful soul. And ek aur aaj line add karo, Paramatma mere saath hai, Paramatma mera saathi hai, with me and for me. Paramatma mere saath hai, Paramatma mera saathi hai, main shaktishali atma hu. Just create 3 thoughts and then come into the situation. And of course, our last 4th one, everything that has happened is kalyankari. Now come into it. Repeat karenge, 4 thoughts kaun si thi? Main shaktishali atma hu, I am a powerful being. You are not able to meditate that time, you are not, don't need to meditate, don't sit to visualize, we don't have time, we just have 5 seconds before we take charge of the situation. It's not come, sit cross-legged. No, we have just 5 seconds to take charge of ourselves before we handle the situation. Just quickly, main shaktishali atma hu, Bhagwan mere saath hai, wo mera saathi hai, sab kuch kalyankari hai, now come. You've just raised your vibration and now radiate that vibration into the situation. This is a diya. Become a giver in every situation. If I don't raise my vibration and I just enter into the situation, I say, aise kaise ho gaya, ye kaise ho gaya, wo kaise ho gaya, ab diya nahi jal raha, I become a liya. And jab diya bujh jata hai, jeevan ashubh ho jata hai. Jeevan ashubh. So in every scene of life, take 5 seconds. If you don't have 5 seconds, take 2 seconds. But first, create 2 powerful thoughts, raise your energy, now go to take charge of the situation. ठीक है? अब अपने दिए को बचाया. ठीक? Done? अब अगर आपके साथ वाले का दिया फ्लिकर कर रहा है और वो कुछ नहीं कर रहे उसको बुझाने के लिए, फिर क्या करेंगे? तो हम उनके लिए भी ऐसा कर सकते हैं? कर सकते हैं? Yes or no? Everybody, right. मेरी फैमिली में या मेरे ऑफिस में किसी का भी अगर दिया हिलता है, which means if anyone is reacting, going through pain, going through any kind of emotion, उनके बुझे हुए दिए को देखकर मैंने अपना दिया बुझाना नहीं है. हम क्या करते हैं, उनका दिया बुझ रहा है तो हम अपने दिए को क्या कर देते हैं, उनसे पहले तो हमारा बुझ जाता है. हो जाता है ना ऐसा, बिकॉज वी आर नॉट प्रायोरिटाइजिंग राइट. तो उनका फ्लिकर हुआ सिर्फ, मेरा तो बुझ ही गया. दे जस्ट सेड 2 लाइन्स, तो उनका दिया फ्लिकर हुआ, आई क्रिएटेड सो मच हर्ट, मेरा दिया बुझ गया. सो पहले अपना दिया संभालना है, और अगर उनका फ्लिकर होगा तो उनका भी संभालना है. And we'll see today कि उनका कैसे संभालना है. But first, let's put the priority right. You are not going to forget that candlelight scene last evening. It was not just a 30-minute meditation. It was a way of living. Now, in the middle of all that, who was that little angel who fell ill yesterday in the garden? कौन था? She's not here. Okay, okay. You don't have to turn. See, this is where. This is exactly. You don't have to. अब जब कल वो हुआ, why you don't have to? You are allowing your mind to go there where it is not needed. Every time I allow my mind to go where it's not needed, then when you want it to be somewhere where you need it, it will not be there because it has got used to going where it's not needed. So just, this is just a little instruction here. This takes no practice. Where it's not needed, I will not go like this, like this, like this, like this. No. हाँ, अगर मेरा रोल है उनको वहां से उठाकर आगे लेने का, देन आई विल गो. बाकी नथिंग टू डू विथ मी. नाउ व्हाट हैपेंड व्हेन शी फेल इल एंड शी फेल डाउन एंड सडनली देयर वाज वन धड़ाम. नाउ व्हाट हैपेंड इफ एवरीवन हैड टू जस्ट क्रिएट 2 नेगेटिव थॉट्स एट दैट टाइम, ये क्या हो गया, ऐसे कैसे हो गया, एंड इफ 300 पीपल हैड टू क्रिएट 2 नेगेटिव थॉट्स एट दैट टाइम, what would have happened to the environment? What would have happened to the environment? Fear, panic, anxiousness, turbulence. The only one who had to move that time was the one who was going to do something about it. And look at the beautiful scene of the drama. The person sitting next to her was a doctor. And in this whole retreat, there must be hardly one or two doctors, but that doctor was sitting next to her. What was our role? And why we have to remember this? This will happen in life also. Why we have to remember this? Our role is to create higher energy, radiate higher energy. Even if she has fallen ill, 300 people creating a blessing, powerful soul, you are perfect and healthy. We'll bring her out of a crisis. We'll create a positive environment for her mind to be calm. When someone falls, their mind is agitated. And if 300 people around them get agitated, then that one person's mind ka diya bujh jayega. But if that one mind is panicked and 300 minds around that are ekdam straight and they say, powerful soul, you are perfect healthy, then what will happen to that one mind? What will happen to that? So that is healing. So just by staying stable and creating those two thoughts, we healed the mind of that soul, body will respond. Now can you do this at home? Can you do this at home? Bachcha gira. Not a stranger gira. Aapka bachcha gira. Can you say powerful soul and then pick up the child rather than say kya ho gaya, kaise ho gaya, waise ho gaya and then pick up the child? Dono case mein the doing is going to remain the same. The doing is going to remain the same. Pick up the child, address the wounds, give the medicine, put the band-aid. The doing is not changing. Can we change the being? Can we do that? And will that make a difference? Will that make a difference? What will it do? Always remember that child, when that child falls down physically, their mind is only a little disturbed. Who adds to that agitation? All the ones who are attached to them. Detach. Detachment means diya banjana. Give the soul what the soul needs right now. The soul needs power. The soul needs power. Immediately create a thought. In fact, say it in words. Powerful soul, perfect, healthy, chalo, utho, bhago. And then pick up the child. So you've suddenly just changed the air in the room. Because in a situation like this, there's not anything in the middle path. Either you'll have to go high or you anyways go low. And when you go low, the child gets influenced by that vibration and that fear and panic is created. Thodi der ke baad chot wot to kuch lagi nahi hui hoti jada. Lekin kahan chot lag jati hai? And this is life. Choti choti baaton mein chot pe chot pe chot pe chot pe chot. Because we had become Liya. So now we are going to shift to becoming Pakka. Put D-I-Y-A in capital letters on the first page of your diary. Never to forget to being a giver. In every scene, in every situation, in anything that's happening at home, at work, in anything that's happening in the city, in the country, on the planet. Don't sit and watch world news. Sit and meditate while you know what is happening in any part of the world. I remember when the Mumbai terror attack had happened, and at the Brahma Kumaris, what we do whenever there is something that happens in any part of the world, whether it's a natural calamity or a man-made disaster, we always meditate. And we do it together in the center. So that evening we were meditating at the center, and when we got out of it, and the teacher of the center, she said, "To tumne kis kis ke liye meditate kiya?" So we said, "The souls who've left the body." And she said, "Acha, or for those families who lost a family member? Acha, or those who are injured? Acha, or the police, the doctors, they're all running around doing something." And she said, "Or," we said, "the people of the city, because there's so much fear." And then we thought, list is over. She said, "Or." So I said, "Abhi or kon bacha? We covered the whole city." She said, "Jinhone wo kiya, उनके लिए मेडिटेट किया? एंड आई वॉज लाइक, उनके लिए क्यों करेंगे हम? एंड शी सेड, सबसे ज्यादा दर्द में कौन है आज? जिस आत्मा ने ये कर्म कर दिया है आज, उससे ज्यादा नीचे तो कोई उतरा ही नहीं है आज, तो उस आत्मा के लिए भी करना है कि उसको भी शक्ति देनी है. दिस इज दिया. द लॉ ऑफ द कंट्री विल डू देयर पार्ट. अ गिवर गिव्स टू एवरी सोल, बिकॉज दोज हु कमिट अ क्राइम आर द वंस हु हैव गॉन लोएस्ट इन देयर एनर्जी. So don't get attached to the scene and the situation, start taking sides. Oh, this one is right, this one is wrong. You have no idea who's right. We have no idea who's right and wrong. Across the TV screen, we'll never get the complete information to know who's right, who's wrong, who's doing what. So don't waste time, energy, conversations, just thinking, talking, discussing everything that's happening in the world. No. 2 minutes silence. Connect to the bigger diya. Feel yourself. And just radiate ki Paramatma, aapki shakti and power to all these souls to create a beautiful world. Full stop. 2 lines. Remember one thing. Do not get entangled into other people's karmic accounts. It is someone else's karmic account. Even if one person has done something to another one person, it is a karmic account of those two people. Don't entangle in that karmic account. Just be there and bless both of them to solve their karmic account. Because if we get entangled in their karmic account, then we are becoming a part of that karmic account. We are not becoming indifferent and saying, okay, anybody do whatever, we are not interested. No, no, you have to get this right. We are blessing them so that they get the strength to solve and heal their karmic account. Because there are so many karmic accounts right now happening on the planet. There are so many happening in our own life. Right? So don't get involved in the karmic account of anybody, not even in the karmic account of your family member or yours. Karmic account is theirs. Our role is to give them the strength to handle that karmic account. But if I get worried, anxious, fearful, then I've depleted myself and become a part of that karmic account. So the difference between attachment and detachment. Detachment will make us a diya. And when we become that diya, we are actually going to help other souls to solve their karmic account just by giving them strength, just by giving them that strength through our vibrations. We don't even have to do anything. People don't need advice. They know what they have to do, but they need the power to do it. So just by creating a few powerful thoughts of the person involved, you are giving them the strength to handle their karmic account. Don't get entangled in everybody's karmic account. Ye right hai, ye right nahi hai. No, we have no idea kaun right hai. Because even if one person sharing their story with you, the other person sharing their story with you, you will see that two people are absolutely right. But from their own perspective. Jab hum kabhi counseling karte hain, if it's a parent child or a husband wife, first we listen to one person. In initial days when I started this, I listened to one person. I said, oh, ye to jo bol rahe hain, bilkul right hai. Now you ask that person to go, you ask the next person to come, and that person gives their side of the story and sounds absolutely right. And both are right from their perspective. But because both their rights are different, they are calling the other person wrong. And the role of a detached observer is to bring those two rights together and show them that how both of you are right in a different perspective. And more important than that, just give them the blessings to solve that karmic account. But if you start taking sides, then you are getting entangled in that karmic account. And not only you're getting entangled, you're doing no good to their karmic account. It's only going to get complex. Because we may endorse them and they may start feeling, oh yes, see, I'm right, and they will create more entanglement there. So ye wala jo samay chal raha hai, it is ghor kalyug. right? कौन सा योग चल रहा है? घोर काल योग. सो इट इज लाइक मॉर्निंग, आफ्टरनून, इवनिंग, नाइट. नाउ इट्स पिच डार्क. फिर पिच डार्क के बाद क्या होगा? मॉर्निंग अगेन. नाउ जस्ट रिपीट दिस साइकिल. इसको करते जाओ रिपीट. मॉर्निंग, आफ्टरनून, इवनिंग, नाइट. नाइट के बाद फिर से मॉर्निंग, फिर आफ्टरनून, इवनिंग, नाइट. साइकिल इज रिपीटिंग. स्प्रिंग, समर, ऑटम, विंटर. साइकिल इज रिपीटिंग. सो टाइम इज साइक्लिक. टाइम इज नॉट लीनियर. टाइम इज साइक्लिक. इट्स ऑलवेज मून टू मूव इन अ साइकिल. सो इट्स अ 24 आवर्स साइकिल. It's a 365 day cycle, and similarly there is a bigger cycle. That bigger cycle we don't see in one lifetime, and so we don't remember that it's a cycle. And that bigger cycle is golden age, silver age, copper age, and then iron age. Now just draw the swastik. No, not in the diary, you just have to hear, see it. Okay? This is the first part. How do we draw the swastik? We draw the swastik and then we put the bindi, right? So where does the bindi go first? Here. Okay, so put the bindi. Bindi is here. This bindi is this bindi. It is the journey of I, the soul. So we draw that and then we put bindi first in Satyug. Then we put that bindi in Treta Yoga. Then we put that bindi in Dwapar Yoga. And then we put that bindi in... We don't put it random anywhere. It's only four bindis. We could have put it anywhere. But we don't put it anywhere. First the bindi is in Satyug, then Treta, then Dwapar. Because I, the soul, first in Golden Age, then in Silver Age, then in Copper Age, then in Iron Age. And now after the Iron Age, I, the soul in? After the night, I, the soul in? Achche se bolo, itni khushkhabri hai. ऐसे बोलेंगे गोल्डन एज. हाँ, कैसे होगा गोल्डन एज? गोल्डन एज मीन्स व्हाट? गोल्डन एज मीन्स सोल पावर फुल. आयन एज मीन्स सोल पावर डिप्लीटेड. सो दिस इज राइट नाउ एट द कॉन्फ्लुएंस. इट्स लाइक डॉन. नाउ व्हेन इट इज डॉन एट होम, चेक अराउंड 4-5, सम पीपल आर वेकिंग अप एंड सम आर गोइंग टू स्लीप. दुनिया में भी इस समय यही हो रहा है. आपके घर में होता होगा कभी कभी, वन पर्सन इज सेइंग गुड मॉर्निंग. सो द पेरेंट्स इज गुड मॉर्निंग, द चाइल्ड इज गुड नाइट. होता है कि नहीं होता है ऐसा? सो इट्स मॉर्निंग फॉर वन, नाइट फॉर द अदर. वी आर एग्जैक्टली एट दैट सेम टाइम. सो दोज हु आर गोइंग टू लिव देयर लाइफ इन इग्नोरेंस, I'm hurt because of, I'm angry because of, just as a victim, I'm body role. This is ignorance. Agyan ki neend mein sona. Gyan nahi hai, agyan ki neend mein hai. It is a life of ignorance. Unke liye wo raat hai. It's night. And those who are going to wake up, that is called jagran. That is called awakening. To hum jagran karte hai. Awakening. Awakening that I'm not a body, I'm a soul. I'm not a victim to people's behaviors. I am the creator of my every sanskar. This is awakening. This is jagran. तो कुछ लोग सोए होंगे और कुछ लोग जागेंगे. ज्यादा कौन से होते हैं, सोने वाले या जागने वाले? हम कौन सी साइड पे होंगे? हम जब आए थे तो कौन सी साइड पे थे? अब कौन सी साइड पे जाएंगे? ओके. नाउ जब घर में एक जना जगता है, फिर उसके बाद क्या होता है? जब एक जना जगता है, थोड़ा हलचल करना शुरू करता है, तो फिर घर में क्या होता है? क्योंकि अभी ट्यूसडे से वो होने वाला है, सो यू हैव टू बी केयरफुल. आए थे सोए हुए, जगे हुए जा रहे हैं, लेकिन जा कहां रहे हैं? जहां बाकी शायद अभी सोए हुए हैं. सो व्हाट हैपेंस व्हेन वन पर्सन वेक्स अप एंड द रेस्ट आर स्टिल स्लीपिंग? थिंक प्रॉपरली. व्हाट हैपेंस व्हेन वन वेक्स अप एंड द रेस्ट आर स्टिल स्लीपिंग? What happens then? क्या होता है? दो choices है. एक, जो जगा हुआ होता है वह ऐसी हलचल हलचल करता है कि दूसरों को सोने नहीं देता. So which means you will create so much change in yourself that others will wake up. लेकिन दूसरा भी option होता है. घर जाओगे कल, बोलोगे ये नहीं खाना, नॉनवेज नहीं खाना, रात को इस समय सोना है, फोन हटा दो, साइड पे रख दो, मेडिटेशन करना है मुझे 4 बजे. दूसरा कहेगा बस बहुत हो गया, 4 दिन करा है ना, चुपचाप सो जाओ अभी आराम से. एंड दैट्स इट. वी विल से हाँ लगता तो मुश्किल ही है, वहां तो ठीक ही लग रहा था, प्रैक्टिकल में कैसे होगा. एंड वी विल गो बैक टू स्लीप. हम भी सो जाएंगे और वो भी सोए रहेंगे. सो द ओनली थिंग इज व्हेन यू वेक अप जस्ट टेक एफर्ट, मतलब कंसिस्टेंसी टू स्टे अवेक फॉर सम टाइम, बिकॉज इन दैट मच टाइम द रेस्ट ऑफ द पीपल विल स्टार्ट वेकिंग अप. इट्स ओनली फॉर सम टाइम, थोड़ा टाइम है, क्योंकि दैट थोड़ा टाइम इज वेरी क्रूशल. Either they will start moving or they will pull us down and say, सो जाओ चुपचाप, आवाज नहीं करो कमरे के अंदर. होता है कि नहीं ऐसा? Don't make noise. I need to sleep. You also go to sleep. So no, this is now not the time to go to sleep. It's time to wake up. So draw the swastik. पहला हाथ कैसा है? ऐसा. Okay. So this hand says we are a giver. इसीलिए सत्युग को देने वाला युग, because it is the युग of देवी देवतास, it is the deities युग, and that's why every देवी देवता is shown with. ठीक है, so this is सत्युग. त्रेता युग, hand goes like this, मतलब देना थोड़ा सा कम हुआ. द्वापर युग, देने वाले कैसे बन गए, क्या थे वो पहले, ऐसे थे, क्या बन गए? Remember where was the बिंदी first? In Satyug, that same bindi goes in Treta Yug, and then that same bindi goes in Dwapar Yug. That means I, the soul, was in Satyug. How was I? Like this. By the time I, the soul, come to the Copper Age, how do I become? Like this. How would life be in Satyug then Treta Yug? Soul power, battery charged, body perfectly healthy, environment in harmony. It's called paradise. उधर सिर्फ देवी देवता होते हैं. देवी देवता मतलब द एंटायर सिविलाइजेशन इज डिवाइन सोल्स. लाइक नाउ एंटायर सिविलाइजेशन इज अ लिटिल ईगो सोल्स. दैट टाइम द एंटायर सिविलाइजेशन इज प्योर एंड डिवाइन सोल. एंटायर सिविलाइजेशन, दैट इज कॉल्ड द आदि सनातन देवी देवता धर्म, विच मीन्स द होल सिविलाइजेशन इज डिवाइन, एवरीबडी. बट देन दे लीव द बॉडी, टेक अनदर वन, लीव द बॉडी, टेक अनदर वन. Soul is on a journey, come to Treta Yug, continue, come to Copper Age. By the time the soul has taken many births, and that soul who remembered that I am the soul, this is the body, gradually starts getting attached to its body and starts looking at the other one also as a body. And that's why from Dwapar Yug starts duality. That's why it's called Dwapar. It is two. And duality means soul body. First it was only I am the soul, so Dwapar Yug. Now from Dwapar Yug will start the first trace of lust, ego, anger, greed, jealousy, and the whole list. Not like what it is today, just this much, this much, that's all. Jaise ki 99 bukhar, aaj kitna 103, aane wale samay mein kitna hone wala hai? आने वाले समय में कितना होने वाला है? सो वी आर गोइंग टू रीच इट्स पीक. सो इट्स जस्ट द बिगिनिंग. नाउ व्हेन इट्स द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द वीकनेस इज पेन एंड सोरो स्टार्ट्स, एंड दैट इज व्हाई द्वापर युग इज द टाइम व्हेन द प्रॉफिट सोल्स कम ऑन द प्लैनेट, बिकॉज द सोल्स ऑन द प्लैनेट हैव स्टार्टेड एक्सपीरियंसिंग पेन. दे हैव जस्ट स्टार्टेड ड्रिफ्टिंग अवे फ्रॉम देयर धर्म. व्हाट वॉज द धर्म? प्योरिटी, पीस, पावर, bliss, that was it. But they started drifting away. They created ego, lust. So these prophet souls will come on the planet, and what will they teach them? What will they teach the souls on the planet at that time? Again, God is one. God is one, and we are all souls. Peace, love, happiness is our religion. They are teaching them. But what happened? Instead of connecting to the teaching, we connected to the teacher. Had we connected to the teaching, we would have all been united. We connected to the teacher, and what happened? We all got divided. They came to unite us. We connected to the teacher. We said, your teacher, my teacher, different. So you and me, different. We divided. Go on moving forward. Within every religion, we started getting divided. So the world, instead of coming like this, was actually only getting divided. Then came saints, then came tavas. Everybody tried to save the planet, but we only got divided. And in this process, those deities, those divine souls who were on the planet in the Satyuga and Treta Yuga, from Copper Age we did not find that divinity in us. So we started looking up to our ancestors. Even today in our house we have the picture or the murti of our grandparents or our great-grandparents, yes? Yes, we have. So in the Copper Age, they started creating, because they were very rich, so they wouldn't put photos. What would they make? They would make big life-size statues. Of who were they making the statue? Of the ancestors. They were not building temples. They were not worshipping. They were just creating the idols of the ancestors so that we remember them, we get inspired and start becoming like them. Because Nirakar Paramatma par concentrate nahi ho raha tha, because I had become a body form. In Satyuga and Treta Yuga, would we need the find the need to connect to God? Will we find the need to connect to God in Satyuga and Treta Yuga? So the remembrance of God and seeking God will only happen from Dwapar Yuga. Because Satyuga, Treta Yuga souls are perfect. So then this is how Kalyuga spreads. Then we come to Iron Age. We have Guru Nanak Ji. We have Shirdi Sai Baba. We have so many who came even in Kalyuga. And everybody gave only one message. What was the message? Ungli kahan thi? Upar. Kisi ne idhar udhar ungli nahi rakhi thi. Kahan rakhi thi? Upar. Sabka malik? Ek hai, ek onkar, nirakar, sat, naam, vahe guru, wo hai. Ungli kahan thi? Wahan thi. Idhar kisi ne nahi ungli rakhi thi. But hume nahi pata chala wahan kaun hai. Hume nahi pata chala wahan kaun hai. That I can't concentrate on them, so I will remember. Remember them, rever them, respect them, idolize them, learn to become like them. But for that, we will have to connect to the One. We will have to connect to the One. Because the battery will get charged only by connecting to the powerhouse. To the powerhouse. So, ab jo time aya, which is towards the fag end of this Kalyuga, this transition, transformation time that has come. So, Nirankar Paramatma, as per his promise, ki jab jab is srishti par dharam ki glani hogi, main swayam is srishti par aunga. Padha hai ye sab? Suna hai? To jab jab is srishti par dharam ki glani hogi, main swayam is srishti par aunga, aur jab main aunga, to koto mein koi, koi mein hi koi mujhe pehchanenge. Kyun? Sab log kyun nahi pehchanenge? Kyun sab log kyun nahi pehchanenge? भगवान आ जाए सृष्टि पर सब लोग क्यों नहीं पहचानेंगे? So now you think, क्यों नहीं पहचान? वो निराकार है, इन आंखों से नहीं दिखाई देने वाला है. So निराकार परमात्मा comes on this planet, takes a medium and uses the medium to give us the ज्ञान of how to change our sanskar, whereby changing our sanskar, we will change the sansar. He will give us the gyan to change our sanskar, and that is what we are learning since the last 3 days. And this is what we study every single day of our life, how to change our sanskars. And as we are changing our sanskars, we are contributing to changing the sansar. So when many of you ask, who is giving this knowledge, which is the scripture you all are referring to, where is all this study coming from? It's coming from what Nirakar Paramatma has shared. And all that is recorded, it's written, and that is what we call the Murli. This morning's Murli. This morning's Murli. Paramatma says, ke tum sab bachon ko ab mera right hand banna hai. क्या बनना है? Right hand. Hand नहीं बनना है, right hand बनना है. What is the difference between the left and the right hand for those who are right-handed? What will be the difference? काम left hand से भी होता है, काम right hand से भी होता है. लेकिन भगवान कहता है तुम्हें मेरा right hand बनना है. What does a right hand do? Natural, easy, powerful, सहज. इसके साथ करना, अभी पानी का ग्लास उठाना पड़े उसमें भी 10% ज्यादा मेहनत लग जाएगी. राइट हैंड से उठाना पड़े सहज. सो इजी, सरल, ऑलवेज अवेलेबल, एक्यूरेट, in what? Sanskar transformation. And for that, today's Murli said, sirf ek cheez par dhyan rakhna hai. Now you can write those four words. First word is, hum kaun hai? Paramatma ka right hand. God descends for the task of world transformation. And he says, mere is vishwa parivartan ke karya mein kaun saath dene ke liye ready hai? Because baki sab log bahut busy hain aajkal. Hai na? Busy hai na aajkal. To Bhagwan puchta hai, kaun ready hai vishwa parivartan ka karya mera hai, lekin is karya mein mera saath dene ke liye kaun se bacche ready hai? So it's like a parent asking four children, this is my task, which out of you is going to help me with this task? So not all four agree. Someone says, mere ko abhi ye kaam hai, baad mein karunga. Dusra kahega, mujhe nahi aata ye kaam karne, aap isse karwa lo. Koi ek bachcha kahega, I am here with you. Are we ready to be that one? Are we ready to be that one? Pratmish, sabse pehle aapne hath uthaya. Wah, ji, very good. Now who's ready to be that one who says, I am available? Not physically. Physically you can continue doing what you're doing. I have to be available here. So what is God's task of transformation? Vishwa parivartan from Kalyug to Satyug. And if I say I am ready to be a part of this, then I am saying that I am going to shift here from Kalyug to Satyug. So Thursday we came from Kalyug, which means I, the soul, with Kalyugi sanskars and Kalyugi thought process. Monday onwards, I'm going to go back as... Remember first day I shared one affirmation. I said, I do this. I am a Satyugi soul. Not powerful, not happy, not peaceful. That will all come in that one thought. I am a Satyugi soul. Divine. Put it every day in your affirmation. I am a Satyugi soul. It is the highest energy word. Happy, peaceful, ye to chhoto moto words hai. When you say Satyugi divine, everything comes in this. Everything. And when you say I am a Satyugi soul, you are actually raising your vibration. You are getting detached from Kalyug and raising your vibration here. The whole world is not going to work towards creating Satyug. Only koto me koi and koi me koi, and actually you need only koto me koi and koi me koi. And it's a very small number which is needed, and that number is called the tipping point. And when we reach that number, the world will transform. And that number doesn't have to wear white clothes and sit in an ashram. That number is going to be outside, in the homes, taking care of families, leading their business, their profession, doing everything, but here, Satyugi soul. So are we ready to be that one? Yes, everyone? Yes? So you can write, I came Kalyugi sthiti, now I am Satyugi soul. And Satyug means the hand is like this. The hand is like this. So for that, there were four words this morning in the Murli. And those four words, first words was nimit. First we'll just write the four words, then I'll explain. First word was nimit. Second word was nirman. Nirman, no, 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 no. Third word was nirmana. Nirmana. And fourth word was nirvana. Nimit. Nirman, Nirman, Nirvana. First word, Nimit. Always live life like an instrument. I am an instrument. Use me. Instrument ko kabhi ego nahi aayega. Jis kshan ego aaya, us samay I've forgotten I'm an instrument. And if I live my life as an instrument, then Nirman, which means humility, will automatically happen. And so live like an instrument with humility. Humility is purity. And then come into the nirman. Nirman means the doing, whatever we are doing. And the fourth word is to be able to do all this, practice many times in the day to be nirvan. Nirvan means go to the soul world, nirvan dham. This morning you saw that little exercise, main atma kahan se aayi thi, soul world. So soul world is the highest vibration. So from here, I the soul fly up to the soul world. Now if you fly up to the soul world and just stay there for 10 seconds also, you stay there for 5 seconds also, so for 5 seconds you have disconnected and detached from this lower energy of Kaliyuga and gone and stayed in the highest vibration. Like you disconnected from the world and came here for 4 days. Do you find a shift in your vibration? Yes. Now you'll go back tomorrow and then you'll go back to that other vibration. But suppose you kept coming here every month for one day, then the vibration really doesn't go down, because by the time it's about to go down, we again come and we go up. It's about to go down and we are. So same thing, what do we do? When we go back from here, we connect to the center. So what do? 24 hours, 1 hour we go to the center. 23 hours out into the world in that energy, try to keep our energy high, but if it goes down, next morning again up. Now, living in the Kaliyuga world, disconnect for 10 seconds and go up to the highest vibration. Just 10 seconds you practice. And you will see, if you disconnect only for 10 seconds also every hour, your sthiti will start changing. Because you are disconnecting. It's like space. You're going beyond the gravitational pull of the planet. The gravitational pull of the vices. Jo vibrations hame neeche kheech rahi hai, hum usme se disconnect karke upar jaakar, phir jab hum neeche aate hain, so we are at a higher energy and we are showering that higher energy on everybody around us. So it's like when you go home tomorrow from here, your vibration doesn't remain your vibration. Your vibration will radiate to everybody in your house, even without you saying anything. So if you disconnect and go up for 10 seconds, and when you come down to your office, your vibration is even radiating to other people, and next star go up again, and next star go up again. That's the easiest way to remain at a higher energy. Otherwise, even if I want to be higher, the vibration of collective consciousness of the planet is pulling us down. So can we do this nirvana practice? Yes, can we do this? Put this on top. So nirvana pehle hoga, to nimit nirmana, nirman apne aap ho jayega. Char cheezon pe effort nahi karna hai, only one. Only one. So we saw first day exercise, I the soul in the center of the forehead. So that's one exercise. Second exercise, I the soul in the soul world with Nirakar Paramatma. So you are with the highest energy. Agar aap koi achhi vibration ke sang mein bhi baith jao, you feel good. So agar aap Bhagwan ke sang mein baith jao, to you are going to get influenced by that vibration. Us sang ko kehte hain satya sang. Satya sang, which means Paramatma jo satya hai, uske sang mein baithna hai. So first exercise, 10 seconds here. Second, just go up, 10 seconds there. Third, you will visualize ke Bhagwan ki shaktiyan aap atma ke andar bhar rahe hain aise. We'll see the visual that. And then fourth, when you come down, that's radiating from you to everybody else. So like we pause to drink a glass of water, like we pause to just stretch our neck and move our hands because it's getting fatigued, we take this 10 second pause to just go up, energize and come down. Go up, energize and come down. And we don't even have to stop for 10 seconds for that. While doing it, you'll be able to do it after that. So if we keep doing this, we are pulling ourselves away from the lower energy of the planet. And then we have the power to influence the energy of the planet. But if we are going to remain at the vibration of the planet, then this collective vibration of billions of people is going to pull us down. It's going to pull us down. To thoda upar jaye aur wo chidiya kya kar rahi thi? Sagar se pani bhar rahi thi aur agni pe dal rahi thi. To who's the sagar? Wo Paramatma, pyar ka sagar, shanti ka sagar, shaktiyon ka sagar. To main atma chidiya sagar ke paas jaakar chonch mein thoda sa pani bhar ke इस सृष्टि की अग्नि पर क्या कर रहे हैं? पानी डाल रहे हैं. And ye pani dalte hue sabse pehle who's getting energized? I. So can we put in our affirmations every day, who am I? I am a Satyogi soul. But I am going to go back to the Kalyogi world. Don't expect everyone around there to behave with you in a Satyogi manner. You have chosen to be a Satyogi soul. They have not chosen. But when they behave in a Kalyogi manner, I will have to respond as a... So Satyog aise tha, Treta Yug aise tha, Dwapar Yug aise tha, aur Kalyog kaise tha? What is this doing? Maar rahe hain. Kisko maar rahe hain? Phir se karein. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now I am becoming this. So all that I have to do to shift from Kalyug to Satyug, isse aise shift ho raha hai. Sara din apne aap ko yahan marna nahi hai, fatafat blessing deni hai and giver ban jana hai. Kyun kiya, kya kiya, kaise kiya? Wo bahut achhi atma hai. Thus, you create this one thought and you have shifted from Kalyug to Satyug. So sirf ye yaad rakhna, I have to shift from this to this. And every time I am shifting from this to this, not only I am becoming a Satyogi soul, I am contributing for the world to shift from Kalyug to Satyug. This is the biggest seva the world needs right now. So Bhagwan hamara sathi hai, lekin is samay hum bhi Bhagwan ke sathi bante hain. Is samay hum uske sathi bante hain. Without we joining in his task of transformation, the world cannot change. The world cannot change. Now, we draw kar liya, isse kya karna hai? The while you are doing this in your mind, remember which side are you strengthening? Which side are we strengthening when I am going, yes, you aise kyo, aise kyo, aise kyo? Which side am I strengthening? I am strengthening Kalyug. And when you just give blessings, which side am I creating? I am creating Satyug. So don't ever strengthen the Kalyug side. Remember when we used to play Antakshri, one side and the other side? Don't go and sing the Kalyug song. Hum kabhi kabhi dusri team ka gana gaate the, to hamari team bolte the, bhai tum meri team mein. To hum kaun si team mein abhi? Hum Satyug team mein. Let them sing the Kalyug song. We have to sing the Satyug song. Finally, one will get influenced by the other. Why should the Satyugi soul get influenced by the Kalyugi soul? Why will the Kalyugi soul not get influenced by the Satyugi soul? Hoga ya nahi hoga? To bas dhyan rakhna hai, Satyugi gaane gaane hai. वो कलयुगी लाइन बोलेंगे, हम सत्युगी लाइन बोलेंगे. मंडे थर्सडे को हमने नहीं, फ्राइडे को हमने देखा था. द स्पाउस विल से टू यू, आई डोंट वांट टू लिव विद यू एनी मोर, यू हैव रुइंड माय लाइफ. कलयुगी सॉन्ग. नाउ सिंग अ सत्युगी सॉन्ग. जल्दी जल्दी, इतना टाइम नहीं होता, फटाफट गाना गाना है. इतनी देर में तो कलयुगी इन्फ्लुएंस हो जाएगा. आई डोंट वांट टू लिव विद यू एनी मोर, यू हैव रुइंड माय लाइफ. जी तो जल्दी जल्दी बोले, ऐसे थोड़ी, इतना टाइम थोड़ी लगता है सोचने में. इतनी देर में तो आप अपने आप को मारने लग जाओगे. विदर दे सेड दिस टू मी, दे सेड दिस टू. फटाफट से बोलना है, फटाफट. ओवर पावर देयर. आई डोंट वांट टू लिव विद यू एनी मोर, यू रुइंड माय लाइफ. गॉड ब्लेस यू. यू कैन यू से दिस, देन यू प्रिपेयर फॉर द नेक्स्ट लाइन दैट यू गोइंग टू हियर आफ्टर दैट. काउंटर, दे आर गिविंग यू देयर ओपिनियन, यू गिव योर ओपिनियन. You say, you, they saying you ruined my life. You say you made my life beautiful. They'll say I don't want to live with you. You say I want to live only with you. Easy nahi hai? Remember, Antakshri chal rahi. Don't go to their side and start singing their song. We are not going to be on this side. We are going to be on this side. Aag ko bujhana hai. दूसरी साइड पे आग लगी है, कोई बात नहीं. वो भी अभी इसी दुनिया से आए ना, आग वाली दुनिया से. मेनी ऑफ आर इमोशंस आर नॉट इवन आर इमोशंस नाउडेज, विच इज गेटिंग इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय द एयर, विच इज गेटिंग इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय दैट फोन व्हाट वी आर कंज्यूमिंग. मेनी पेरेंट्स नाउडेज गेट शॉक्ड व्हेन देयर चिल्ड्रन से सर्टेन लाइंस विच आर लाइक, मेरा बच्चा ऐसे कैसे बोल सकता है. आई सेड कोई सीरियल में देखा होगा. Because it becomes their vocabulary, no? They're watching that episode, they're watching another culture, using another vocabulary, and they're consuming it. Remember when the three-year-old child went to school? 3 years they were in our energy. So their behavior, their vocabulary was different. When they started going to school, they started saying different lines and the parents said ye kahan se seekh ke aaya ye kahan se seekh ke so duniya ne kaha school jana shuru kiya hai so information sang ka rang changes our thought process changes our vocabulary 3 days you have been here influence sat ka sang your thought process is changing your vocabulary is changing your vibration is changing your mannerism is changing but Monday we are going to go back there But everyone that you're seeing here around you, all the sevadharis, everybody, except for the 100 people who live in the campus, everyone here who's doing seva around you, they all live back there in Delhi, Bombay, Hyderabad, Chennai, Bangalore. They are in one of your companies. They are working like you. So it's not, oh, in this ashram it's very easy. No, we learn the tools from here, go back and use it there. So can we sing that opposite song? Okay. Today is Murli, one more line. Kuch bhi ho jaye, why nahi bolna? Which means if someone says something, kyun inhone aisa kiya? Why did they do this? Why nahi bolna? Because the minute, the second I say why, my energy goes to another conversation in my mind altogether. Why ki bajaye? I'm giving you exact words of the Murli, that's why. So why ki bajaye, vaha karna. Vaha means blessing. So we'll see how to do that. Vai ki vajay vaha karna. And the next line was Rehem dil, compassion, kalyan kari, the one who's ready to do kalyan of the other person. Rehem dil, kalyan kari, data ke bache, master data bano. भगवान के बच्चे वो देता है हम भी देंगे सो द अदर वन इज इन पेन दे आर रिएक्टिंग दे आर सेइंग समथिंग दे आर अब्यूजिंग मी दे आर शाउटिंग एट मी फायर दैट्स द जंगल फायर रहम दिल कल्याणकारी एंड दाता के बच्चे दाता बनो और उसके लिए सिर्फ क्या करो उनको शुभ भावना दो You don't even have to say it in words. It just has to be from here. Remember, वो चिड़िया ने आग बुझाने हैं. We just have to keep these visuals on the mind. And here comes the stimulus and here is the response. शुभ भावना दो. And one more line. शुभ भावना इतनी शक्तिशाली है कि आपकी शुभ भावना उनके अशुभ को भी शुभ बना देगी यू विल ट्रांसफॉर्म देम विच मीन्स दे आर एट अ लोअर एनर्जी यू डोंट गेट इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय देयर लोअर एनर्जी यू वर हियर बिकॉज यू वर गिविंग ब्लेसिंग्स यू क्रिएटेड शुभ भावना सो ऑटोमेटिकली यू गो हाई एंड देन एनर्जी ऑलवेज फ्लोज फ्रॉम हायर टू लोअर वेन डज देयर एनर्जी इन्फ्लुएंस अस वेन वी आर एट देयर लेवल बट इफ आई शिफ्ट हायर Their energy cannot reach me. So the line was, आपकी शुभ भावना उनके अशुभ को भी शुभ बना देगी. Next line, अगर उनके अशुभ को शुभ नहीं भी बनाया, तो भी आपकी शुभ भावना उनके अशुभ से आपको बचा देगी. Simple. So your higher energy will heal them, will transform them. Even if that does not happen immediately, because that's not going to happen in a minute, that takes some time. So even if it does not happen immediately, but when you raise yourself, their lower energy will not pull you down because you've gone up. अब सुबह सुबह मुरली में ये चार पेज की मुरली होती है, चार लाइन निकाल दे. And now my homework is throughout the day, which means every student who's studying that मुरली, keep these four lines clear there throughout the day. And now live life. And then next morning. And every day just take out four lines and now live life that way. So automatically change to dheere hona hi hai. Karna thodi padta hai wo apne. Just change the content. All that we did in this vidyalaya is we changed our content. And that's why we understand the power of content. It can either take us here or it can take us there. So why if I want to shift from Kaliyug to Satyug, I will have to first stop consuming Kaliyugi content. Otherwise you try however hard, you cannot shift. Now one more thing to remember. Satyug Treta Yug was a perfect world, all good karma. From Copper Age onwards, when the vibration of the soul depleted a little, our karma started getting a little diluted. We were not as perfect as we were in the first two ages. And so I the soul, you the soul, in any relationship, and different qualities of karma. And then I the soul left the costume. This soul also left the costume. We moved forward on our journeys. But we will move again. We will meet again because we had a karmic connection. And when we meet again, the energy that I had radiated to this soul before, my relationship with them will have that energy coming back to me again. This is called a carry forward karmic account. So all the questions, why so and so did this to me, why so and so did this to me, why? Why is because something started from me. When? I don't remember. But it is certain. Hold your ball like this. Hold the ball in your hand like this. Every intention, every thought, every feeling, every word, which means bhav or bhavna and mansa vacha karmana. Not just mansa vacha karmana, the intention behind the thought also. So the bhav behind that thought. These four things is our karam, which means this energy which I create, and the energy I create goes out. What are the four things? Karam is not behavior. Karam is intention, thought, word, behavior. Because we only check behavior. I was good with them. My good karma. No. My intention behind being good with them. What was the intention? Then what was my thought for them? Then comes word and behavior. So can we write? Karam is not just word and behavior. But that's a big, big, big. That's why our karmic sheet doesn't balance. I was good to them. I spoke right to them. I behaved right with them. Why did this happen? Intent and thoughts is more than words and behavior. So my intention, my thoughts, my words, my behavior is my karam. Now hold the ball again, please. So every time I'm creating an intent, I'm creating a thought, I'm creating a word, I am throwing a ball out into the world. This is karam. And what is the law of karma states? Who creates the destiny? Another belief system that we've been living for since very long. Sab kuch jo mere jeevan mein ho raha hai, wo kiski wajah se ho raha hai, to we put the finger. Kehte the na, patta patta bhi uski marzi se hilta hai. How many of us agree with it? Patta patta bhi uski marzi se hilta hai. Everything is happening as per God's will. Haan to thalo. Everything is happening as per God's will. Abhi to haath uthaya, abhi no. Everything is happening as per God. Every answer is right in this hall. Just have an answer. Everything is happening as per God's will. Patta patta, Bhagwan ki marzi se hilta hai. Is something we had heard. We learnt while growing up. Let's think about it. So much is happening on the planet right now. So much is happening on the planet right now. This is all happening as per God's will. Ye Bhagwan ki marzi se ho raha hai. Ye Bhagwan ki marzi se ho raha hai. 10 seconds lijiye. Write the destiny of your child. Just in your mind, write the destiny of your child. You are a parent? Write the destiny of your child. Kitni baar bimar karenge usko saal ke andar? Aur kabhi kabhi bimar hone se kya hota hai? एक बार भी बीमार नहीं करना. कितनी बार उसके जीवन में फेलियर लेकर आएंगे? कितनी बार उसका एक्सीडेंट होगा? कितनी बार उसके रिश्ते टूटेंगे? कभी भी नहीं. व्हाट काइंड ऑफ डेस्टिनी विल यू राइट फॉर योर चाइल्ड? परफेक्ट. चलो, इट्स इजी टू राइट अ परफेक्ट डेस्टिनी फॉर आवर चाइल्ड. राइट द डेस्टिनी ऑफ द चाइल्ड ऑफ अ पर्सन हु इज नॉट गुड टू यू. दैट पर्सन इज नॉट गुड टू यू. यू हैव द पावर राइट नाउ to cause them pain. You will still write perfect. The destiny of the child of the person who is not good to you, you will write perfect. Hanji? Oh, chala, achha, theek hai. Okay. Good one. Unki koi galti nahi hai, so never mind. Write the destiny of the person who is not good to you. Write. They left early morning in the car, they met with an accident in the ICU on the ventilator, right? Likhe na, that person was not good to you. You have the power to write their destiny. Likhenge? Likhenge? They are age 35, they have two young children at home and the soul left the body. Likhe? Nahin. So we, ordinary human beings, at the end of Kaliyug, with depleted soul power, writing the destiny of a person who is not good to us, is not able to write all this. And this is hardly 1% of what's happening on the planet right now. And wo Bhagwan, jisko hum kehte hai, Vishwa Kalyankari, Shama ka Sagar, this is the destiny that he is writing. Isse achha to hum na likh lete. If God had to write everyone's destiny, to sabki destiny kaisi hoti? Give one word. We were only writing perfect destinies for them. So if Paramatma had to write the destiny, how would the destiny be perfect? Two rules will apply if God writes destiny. One, it will be perfect. Second, it will be equal. If you have two children, will you be a little biased in writing their destiny? Thoda sa? Look at the bias that is there on the planet today. One person is alive till the age of 100, the other soul is coming and is born with a disease. One is born in a family of 10, pampering, one is born and lying near the dustbin. This is God writing destiny? Itana bias? Nahi. So Paramatma agar bhagya likhega, to perfect likhega aur sabka equal likhega. So we heard two belief systems. One, Bhagwan ne bhagya likha. Dusra, hamare karam se bhagya likha jata hai. But similarly, we always nodded to both. Kisi ne kaha Bhagwan ne bhagya likha, humne kaha haanchi. Kisi ne kaha hamare karam se bhagya likha, humne kaha wo bhi haanchi. Kyunki karna to kuch tha nahi room se bahar jaane ke baad. Kya farak padta hai kisi ne bhi likha. We didn't think ki dono kaise right ho sakte hain. Both can't be right. Choose any one of them and say, okay, fine, this one is right. We nodded equally to both. So now think, karam, everyone's karam is not equal. And so everyone's karam, bhagya also cannot be equal. All our karam are not perfect. And that's why everything happening in our destiny is also not perfect. So which of the two belief systems to hold on to and which one to put aside? Who's writing our destiny? Put the finger there. Who's writing our destiny? Here. You see, from Friday we started with I am the creator of my thoughts to I am the creator of the health of my body. I am the creator of my relationships. I am the creator of my work. Last day, I am the creator of my destiny. I am the creator of my destiny. To aaj se ungli wahan rakhna. Blame game is very easy. They are the cause, they are the cause, they are the cause, and thodi badi cheez. There's only one person who was never the cause of anything that was not right, and that was I. And you come to Brahma Kumaris and for everything it is, so many people, for everything you keep saying it is I, it's I, it's I. Because it looks like burden. It's not burden, it's liberation, it's power, it's freedom. It's freedom. Ab phir se ball pakad lije, let's write our destiny. My every intent, my every thought, my every word, my every behavior out there. This ball going out is karam. Intent, thought, word, behavior. Ball coming back. Ball on the return journey. Situations. Health of the body. People's behavior towards me. Relationships. Professional life. Nature. State of the world. Which means everything that is happening to me. This was everything that I was creating. This is everything that is happening to me. So everything that is happening to me is destiny. Which means the ball coming. Now just create the connect and fit it here. This is what I am creating and this is what is happening to me. So what is happening to me has been decided by? Has been decided by? So the why me gets over. Why me is over. No victim game. I threw this ball is coming to me. Now, when this ball is coming to me, means there's something that's coming into my life, destiny. Even Panditji will say, oh, ye to likha tha aapke chart mein. So what does Janampatri show us? Janampatri is a science of all the balls that are going to come to me. So it shows you, in this age this ball will come, after 5 years this ball will come. Why are they able to show that this ball will come when? Because we've already thrown those balls. Rajyog is the science of which ball to throw now when that ball comes. मतलब जो होना है वो तो होना ही है, जो बॉल आनी है वो तो बॉल आनी ही है. बट माई डेस्टिनी एक्चुअली इज नॉट बेस्ड ऑन द बॉल विच कम्स. माई डेस्टिनी इज बेस्ड ऑन हाउ आई रिस्पॉन्ड टू द बॉल विच कम्स. सो वी गो बैक टू डॉक्टर मोहित गुप्ता सेशन. वन ब्रेन ट्यूमर, 2 years लेटर सेकेंड ब्रेन ट्यूमर, ब्रोकन स्पाइन, दीज आर पास्ट कार्मिक अकाउंट्स. So somebody said, oh, but he was coming here since the age of 2. When did he create all this? I said, past karmic accounts. But what the soul did with those past karmic accounts is the present karma of the soul. So spirituality does not mean my destiny will be perfect in terms of what will happen to me. What will happen to me, I've already decided and come. How I will respond to what will happen to me is my present karma. So which one is more powerful? Which one is more powerful? What is coming to me is more powerful, or what I am going to throw now is more powerful? So we never refer to a Janam Patri. I don't even know where mine is lying. I've never seen it. I don't need to know what's going to come to me, because irrespective of what comes to me, the power is in what I am going to throw now. So I am going to focus on how to only learn what to throw now. Wo to kabhi bhi kuch bhi aa sakta hai. Next minute something come. Next minute. We keep referring to that and we try to live our life according to what that is telling us. Your Janam Patri never comes accurate always. Kuch cheeze same aati hain, kuch cheeze alag aa jaati hain, because it all depends on which ball you've thrown now. So instead of always referring to what is going to happen, take responsibility of what I am going to do. Isko dekh dekh ke darna nahi hai. Dekh dekh ke darna nahi hai. If Mohit Bhaiya's parents would have seen that Janam Patri, they would have been in pain for the rest of their life, only knowing that ye hone wala hai and my child might probably not even survive. Today it's been 20 years or 15 years. So power is not in the ball which is coming to me, power is in the ball which I'm going to throw now. And so Rajyog is only teaching us, throw the right ball now, irrespective of however bad is the ball that is coming to you. Throw the right ball now. So that's what we're doing since Friday. Throw the right thought, throw the right word, throw the right behavior. Don't look at why are they doing this. I have to throw the right ball now. And while I'm throwing the right ball out, I'm creating that destiny. So what was the priority we saw that day? Sanskar, karam, se bhagya. Bhagya in this body also, and then bhagya. I move forward with that sanskar and karam. Is this easy? थोड़ा सा अच्छे से बोलो. योर माइंड इज लिसनिंग. इज दिस इजी? लुक एट व्हाट प्रथमेश हैज डन. प्रथमेश स्टैंड, खड़े हो जाओ. प्रथमेश, व्हाट हैपेंड विद प्रथमेश इज अ पास्ट कार्मिक अकाउंट. बेबी बॉर्न, 14 मंथ्स ओल्ड, ब्रेन ट्यूमर, पास्ट कार्मिक अकाउंट. द सोल हैज नॉट क्रिएटेड एनी स्ट्रेस आफ्टर कमिंग इन दिस बॉडी. द सोल हैज नॉट डन एनी अनहेल्दी लाइफ स्टाइल हैबिट्स आफ्टर कमिंग इन टू दिस बॉडी. बट वॉट द सोल इज डूइंग नाउ, what the soul is doing now, has completely changed his destiny. So where is the power? The power. That's why we have books, The Power of Now. Now. Theek hai na, Prathmesh? How's life? Very happy. And how's your destiny? Perfect. Shukriya. Baitho Prathmesh. Theek hai? After 2 brain tumors, after not being able to see, after not being able to go to normal school, after not being able to play like normal children, the child gets up in front of 300 people and says, my destiny is perfect. This is the way to live life. This is where we say, choose to create your destiny. Choose to create your destiny. Destiny is not what is happening. Destiny is how I am handling what is happening. So just master this art. Doesn't matter what the other person is saying. I have to throw the right ball. I am going to throw the right ball. I am going to throw the right ball. I am going to throw the right ball. Now it's easy. Who are we throwing the right ball for? हाँ उस दिन मुश्किल क्यों लग रहा था बिकॉज वी वर थ्रोइंग द राइट बॉल फॉर देम नाउ मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट bring that one person whom you put yesterday on your left hand side who's not been right to you now put the ball like this their behavior is that ball which is coming to you right their behavior even if it's your spouse their behavior is the ball which is coming to you now my mind says why are they doing this to me so when my mind says why are they doing this to me my mind is saying why is this ball coming to me answer I have thrown this ball earlier. Say it more clearly so that this understands. I have thrown this ball. This ball is coming on its return journey. Now I have to ask myself, what next? Now if I throw the same quality ball, which means even if they throw anger and I throw tears, it's still the same quality ball. Anger ka return, anger nahin. Lower energy ka return, lower energy, same quality ball. That's why yesterday we saw, don't become a victim of that other person's betrayal. Because if you become a victim, then you are still entangled in that karmic account. This yug is for changing the quality of our karmic accounts. Let them be the lowest, we will change it to the highest. Lekar aao, niche nahi rakhna haath. So why is this person doing this to me? I had thrown it earlier. What should I do now? What should I do now? Now I should throw the highest vibration ball. After how many negative balls should I throw the blessing? So yesterday we were saying first thought, throw the blessing. So when now we are radiating that blessing to them, it's really not about them. It's about my karmic account. So now look at them. The soul has changed the costume. I, the soul, have also changed my costume. Everyone who's around you in this lifetime, your parents, siblings, children, spouse, even other people closely connected, we are not with any of them for the first time. We are not with any of them for the first time. We've been with them before, we are going to be with them now, and we're also going to be with them again. So the concept of separation is, hum phir milenge. हम फिर मिलेंगे इससे अच्छा इस बार ही थोड़ी सी मेहनत करके उसको क्या कर लेते हैं ठीक कर देते हैं जस्ट सेपरेट ऐसे सेपरेशन शुड बी ओनली इन अनएथिकल प्रैक्टिसेस संस्कार ठीक कर लो बिकॉज दैट कार्मिक अकाउंट इज गोइंग टू रिमेन इनकम्प्लीट इट इज नॉट चलो अलग हो गए मीन्स एवरीथिंग इज ओवर इट्स नॉट ओवर क्लोजर तो होता ही नहीं है इस तरह से So as far as possible, we should always try to settle that karmic account, to give it that closure, to clean it, to clear it. Because okay, I'm separate now, next time again I will meet again. Again I will not remember who they are, they will not remember who I am. Again we will meet and again there will be an issue. So in the worst, not only just little lines, in the worst that anybody does, remember it's still my past karmic account. And that doesn't mean you get exploited by that person. It just means even if you're choosing to move away, then don't just move away physically. Here you will have to shift. Living in a separate house will not close the karmic account. We can live in a separate house and be very bitter here. So, and if I'm bitter here, I'm still throwing those same. So either you can live there, radiate blessings, change the karmic account. If not possible and you separate, even if you separate, here you still have to radiate blessings to clean that karmic account. So again, the doing can be anything. The being still has to be high vibrational thoughts. Either ways, you change your office, you have an issue with your boss, still send blessings over there. Remember, this senior is also my past karmic account. We are looking at everybody as roles and positions and relationships. But when we start looking at everybody's soul, my past karma, everything changes over here. Why me is over. It is me. I had thrown this. So now when someone is not right to you, let's do a little meditation for them. Okay? Sit straight. Not right to you, or maybe just not right in how they are feeling right now. Either ways, whatever. You're going to look at them as a soul on a journey, not as a face. We have to send that energy to the soul. Let's see the visual first. Aap dikhayenge visual? Kaun dikha raha? We are seeing this visual so that we will be able to visualize. There are a lot of meditation commentaries on YouTube. Just play anything and you'll get to see all the visuals. And we need to see it or listen to it only for a few days. After that, it's going to be our own thing, our own creation. Hanji, hanji, TV mein dekhana. I the soul, that soul. But before giving power to them, we will go. Where will we go? We will go there. Alone we will not give power to them. We will use the power from the Supreme Being to heal this karmic account. So God does not write our destiny, but God gives us the wisdom and the power to create the right karma and gives us the wisdom and the power to heal past karmic accounts. So like even if I just take today's mudli and now here comes a ball thrown at me and like someone just is very nasty to me right now, I will just use that mudli point and say, Rahim dil bano, kalyankari bano, data bano, shubh bhavna bano. So I've actually used God's given wisdom. It's not my wisdom. So I will say, Bhagwan ne kara diya. That's why that line comes, ki Bhagwan ne kara diya. But Bhagwan ne wo diya, use to humko hi karna padega. So it's like you will give advice to your child, but the child will have to do their karma. But the child will say, thank you, it all happened because of you. Because advice aapne di thi, shakti aapne di thi, lekin karam to bacche ko karna hi padega. Chalaya? Kaun sa chalaya? First one, we'll see it again once. I the soul in the center of the forehead. Don't worry if we are not able to visualize. Don't worry, mujhe point of light nahi dikhai de raha hai. No problem. Hum isliye kar rahe hain taki kuch aur nahi dikhai de. It's actually that is the reason. Because jaise hi aapko kuch aur dikhai dega, aapka mind udhar chala jayega. Aap meditation karne baithe the, aap office hokar aa jayenge. So don't worry ki mujhe point of light nahi dikhai de raha. Main blank hu is perfectly fine. Distracted tab honge jab kuch aur dikhai de raha hai. So just hold on to that. Nahi dikhai de raha. Second. Kaun sa? Vibration radiated. Always do this thing. That what I am creating is radiating from me out into the world. Whether it's into your house, into your office space, into the world. The more you will practice this, your aura will start becoming powerful and power to influence will start coming there. Kisi kisi ka aura bahut chota hota hai, aise fir dheere 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 kya hota hai. How many people you are able to influence? Your aura is getting, not with words, with vibrations influence. Third. Oh, moving upwards? Okay. I the soul moving upwards. Where are we going? Where are we going? Paramdham. Why are we going there? That's my home and that is Paramatma's home. Paramatma the highest energy and Paramdham the highest energy. And that is why you see on the planet so many people are saying, Mujhe mukti chahiye, mujhe moksh chahiye. When they say, Mujhe mukti chahiye, moksh chahiye, they are actually saying, I just want to go home and be there. There, because that is a high energy place. But now we just don't want to be there. We want to go there, energize ourselves, and then come down to play our part with that energy. So I the soul going home, and we will visualize Paramatma also as a point of light. Because main atma, wo bhi atma. Paramatma not in size, not bigger point of light, just Paramatma in the shakti. So, मैं शांत स्वरूप हूँ, वो शांति का सागर है. मैं प्रेम स्वरूप हूँ, वो प्रेम का सागर है. मैं आनंद स्वरूप हूँ, वो आनंद का सागर है. But I have the same qualities like same. Now the last visual, see the शक्ति from परमात्मा entering into I, the soul, then paramdham. It's like a laser beam. जैसे सूर्य की किरणें कैसे होती हैं, हम क्यों सूर्य नमस्कार करते हैं? Why do we go and stand there? Because we absorb that vibration, that light and might, and that heals every cell of the body. तो सिर्फ सूर्य की तरफ खड़े होना है, मुख मोड़ के नहीं खड़े हो जाना दूसरी तरफ. सूर्य की तरफ खड़े हो जाओ, सूर्य की किरणें आपको लाइट और माइंड शक्ति देती हैं, एंड बॉडी गेट्स हील्ड एंड एनर्जाइज्ड. बस उसी तरह परमात्मा सूर्य है. सूर्य मीन्स रेडिएटर ऑफ दोज पावर्स. बस उसके साथ में खड़े हो जाओ, उसकी शक्ति आपके अंदर भर रही है और वो आत्मा के एक एक कण कण को एनर्जाइज कर रही है, उसको क्लीन कर रही है, विकारों को खत्म कर रही है, पास्ट हर्ट को रिलीज कर रही है. सो इट्स हीलिंग द सोल. सो दैट इज वाई सोल स्ट्रेंथनिंग हैपन्स विद दैट. एंड देन जो परमात्मा से हमें शक्ति मिली, यू कैन एड वन स्टेप इन दिस. हुएवर यू वॉन्ट टू हील, हुएवर यू वॉन्ट टू एनर्जाइज, हुएवर यू वॉन्ट टू ब्लेस, ब्रिंग दैट सोल ऑल्सो इन परमधाम नियर यू. Let's bring them up and do the good work rather than being on that floor and doing it. It'll be easier here. उनको भी वहां ले आओ और उनको भी परमात्मा से शक्ति लेकर देते जाओ. And then परमात्मा से शक्ति लेकर पूरे planet को दीजिए. We did last evening, giving that power to every soul on the planet. पूरी सृष्टि को इस शक्ति की जरूरत है. ठीक, इजी, इजी, सिंपल, एवरीथिंग परफेक्ट. हाउ इज माई डेस्टिनी गोइंग टू बी? परफेक्ट. नाउ वन मिनट, वी आर गोइंग टू सेटल दैट कार्मिक अकाउंट. सिट स्ट्रेट, जेंटली प्रैक्टिस. वी डोंट नीड टू क्लोज, नहीं लाइट ऑन वाइट ही रहने देंगे. We don't need to close our eyes during meditation. Being sleep deprived, we just doze off to sleep. And also because we are going to do this anytime, anywhere. So in office, you're not going to sit like this. So it's a gentle practice. हम सबको याद करते हैं आंखें खोल के, हम उसको भी याद कर सकते हैं आंखें खोल के. ठीक है? Now bring that soul in front of you with whom you have a strong karmic account. Not necessarily a negative one, just conflict, just not smooth energy, just not that energy which I want between two people. Just that energy I want to heal for myself. Toh unko saamne lekar aao. And first thing, even if they are not being right to you in the present time, you remember that it's a past karmic account. So just say sorry to them first. Apologize for the pain that I have caused to you sometime that I don't remember. Because it's probably not in this lifetime. So I'm sorry for what I have done to you in the past. Is my first thought. Second, I forgive you for what you have done now. Third thought, I release, I let go, past is past, it's over. Look at them and say, I release, I let go, past is past, it's over. That past karmic account is over. I create and radiate pure wishes and blessings to you. And like we did yesterday, choose your blessing depending on what that soul needs. And when we create this blessing and pure wish for them and it radiates to them, we have begun a new karmic account. So in any situation, whether it's health of the body, whether it's relationship, whether it's work, only take this moment and create the high vibrational thought, and while you're doing it, visualize this is my new ball that is going out and my destiny is decided by this new ball. And so I am the creator of my destiny. I am the creator of my destiny. And so the worst may be happening outside, you just throw the best energy ball. Just throw the best energy ball. And that will keep your mind powerful, it will keep your body healthy, and together we will be able to handle everything that's going to happen outside. Last question, someone had written, what to do when someone leaves the body in the family, which means there's death. We're going through an era of untimely deaths. So just put your finger here and visualize you have left the body. If I, the soul, leave the body and look back, how would you want to see your family? आप उनको कैसा देखना चाहेंगे? You want to see them settled, sorted, taken charge, leading a normal life, everything. You want to see like that? Do you want to see them saying, I don't want to live without you, come back, how could you leave me, do this? These seem like normal thoughts, normal words. We say, obviously we'll think like this. No, not obviously, we chose to think like this. But if I remember that everything that I'm thinking and speaking and creating is a vibration that soul is catching. They can catch our every thought, every feeling, our every emotion. Are we going to create pain for them? We want to send them with? Boliye. We call the Panditji. Ki Panditji, aap aake unke liye prarthana kijiye, which is very good. But hum kya kar rahe hain? Which means the Panditji will speak high energy words, but we are speaking the lowest energy words. We are saying, how could you leave me? That soul creates guilt there. I cannot live without you. The soul creates pain there. And that soul is actually now going to enter a womb of the mother and the new body is going to get created. What energy do you want to send them? What energy? Come on, that's easy. What energy do you want to send them? You want to send the best quality energy there. So it just requires one shift. You want to cry, cry, no problem. But with crying, give the best energy thoughts. Instead of saying, how could you leave me? Say gratitude for every moment that you were with me. Just change. It is just one change like this. How will I live without you? You taught us everything. We'll manage perfect. Come back. No. Settle where you are. Your new destiny is beginning. 10 din, 15 din, 1 mahina, consciously keep saying this, even without feeling, you keep saying it. Your energy will rise, that vibration will go to them, that soul will get healed, that soul will get the power to move on. Love is not only when they are with us. Love is when they are moving forward on that new journey. It's not about mera kya hoga. It's about unko kya dena hai. Attachment says mera kya hoga. Pyar says unko kya dena hai. So Raj Yoga helps us to allow people to leave, but it also empowers us to leave our own costume also with ease. Because we are not going to die. Karmic account over. Leave the costume. Prepare for the new destiny. Attachment hoti hai sabse body se. The soul will stay in the body and not leave only. And if that is happening anywhere around you, please sit. Even if the person is in coma, the soul can catch every thought. Hold their hand. Talk to them. Settle all past karmic accounts. Forgive. Seek forgiveness. Give forgiveness. Gratitude. Everything. Hold their hand and every single day say to them, you need to leave. Aapko ab jana hai. Aapko ab jana hai. Aapka naya sharir hai. Soul will leave. But we are around them and saying, nahi, ye nahi ja sakte. Nahi. Unka to vaise hi man nahi hai jane ka. Nobody wants to leave, na? And then we also hold on with our strings. And all this is only creating suffering. We don't create suffering for family. We give liberation. So once we return from here, the only first step we have to do is connect to the center nearest to you. Connect to the center nearest to you. This vibration needs to continue. So visit the center once a day, once a week, whatever you're going to begin with. But connect to the center. Then keep doing the meditation daily. Write your affirmations. Any situation, first write affirmation. affirmation while eating, while drinking water. Every karma, which energy ball? Highest. So we create a color. This is white. This is dark color. Let any dark color come. The ball going from me has to be the white ball. Done? White ball? Yes. Before going to sleep, meditation. Chart any wrong karma today. Before going to sleep, write the right karma below that. Change your thought for them before going to sleep. Change what you spoke to them before going to sleep. Even if it's already done, never mind. Yahan ki recording ko change karenge, right? So everyone need to have a diary, a chart of their karmic accounts. And a little attention. This all is just like our GPS. It takes us through life. The best route. The best route. But all this will only happen if you stay connected to the center. Otherwise, the other world will influence us. Now the journey that we've gone through for the last 4 days has been very beautifully put all together for you by the brothers who stayed awake till 1 o'clock last night, just so that they could show it to you this morning. So a lot of white balls to them first, for having been able to do it before you even leave from here.
In the cradle of the ancient Aravallis, where silence speaks and winds carry wisdom, they call it the forest of honey, a Madhuban. Not for what you taste, but for what the soul receives. Every corner here drips with stillness. Every breeze carries the sweetness of silence. This is where wisdom blooms and peace flows like nectar. Gyan Sarovar, a sacred garden where the soul comes home to itself. Leaders arrived here not to conquer the world, but to rediscover their own.
It's call of time. It's time to awaken. It's time to shine and make this world a better place.
The soul turns inward, not to escape the world, but to remember its source. Eyes half open, yet fully awake. In this silent gaze, thought melts into remembrance. No rituals, no words. Just soul meeting the Supreme. In this moment of yog, the soul is weightless, timeless, home. Giving, there is no role too small. From arranging accommodation to ensuring smooth travel and coordination. Likewise, every act of service, big or small, is an expression of kindness. Here, wisdom speaks softly. It flows like sunlight through old trees. Where words are not mere information, they are transformation, carved from experience, offered with humility, absorbed with grace. Even the act of eating becomes sacred. No calls, no noise, just a moment of deep presence. Each grain filled with love. This is not just a meal, it is prasad, nourishment for the soul.
एक ऐसी दुनिया लाए जहाँ चैन और मन सब पाए, हर मन सुमन बन जाए, स्वर्णिम सुबह फिर आए. It's called off time.
3 days, yet lifetimes unfolded. We came as seekers. We leave as servers of light. Empowered not just to lead, but to listen deeper, to live clearer, to love without reason. This was not an event. It was an awakening.
बस प्यार के गीत गाए, खुशियों के बादल छाए, नव युग फिर से हम लाए. It's called off time. It's called off time. It's called off time. It's
So thanks to the whole team. It again involves a lot of people to capture all these moments and then work tirelessly without any timelines and to create this as a gift before you all leave. So thank you. Thanks to the team and thanks to all of you for giving those moments that we can capture. So please clap for yourself. A big round of applause for yourself. These are memories we would cherish too. Thank you.